pretty much the strongest thing that the Justice Department could do at this point, as it ponders other legal challenges to this new state law, is to step up enforcement of what is known as the FACE Act. That is a federal law that prohibits any sort of intimidation or threats or violence or vandalism at abortion clinics. And that law is designed to protect both employees and patients at those clinics.
Now, with this act, could they actually use some type of law enforcement muscle to keep the doors open, per se, and keep them clear of people harassing women who arrive to get abortions?
Well, that's right. This law would allow basically, the federal law enforcement officers, to punish people who, would say be picketing in a way that is, intimidating or threatening, or from actually using physical force against, people who are seeking abortion access. Enforcement of it has been spotty in recent years. So what Garland's statement today indicates is that the Justice Department is intending to bring increased muscle to this federal law.
Is there any concern that DOJ might be adding too much fuel to the fire as far as challenging this law in Texas, since we believe this issue will ultimately come down to the Supreme Court about a law in Mississippi, and not waiting for that to happen first?
That's right. One interesting element of this law that is going to make it hard for both private parties and the federal government to challenge it is that it has basically given enforcement authority to private parties instead of state of Texas officials. So in that way, it's different than those other laws. And the Justice Department at this point is saying, pretty generally that it is urgently trying to think of ways to challenge that. But that provision of that law has potentially complicated thing.
And lastly, you talked about the FACE Act that they plan to use, but why can't they simply use Roe versus Wade and say, look, it's legal on this basis at the federal level alone, and we'll fight it that way?
Well, this is actually just a sort of a tangible way that they can, a more tangible law that they can use, that actually can be enforced in court. And Garland has said that he's reached out to the FBI field offices and the U.S. attorney's offices throughout the state of Texas to sort of debate what are their their options for enforcing this law.